Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
Last week, I was reflecting on legacy, or what I called living on purpose. And I have a few more thoughts because the term legacy or living on purpose can sound so big, so formidable, so out there. And also, I was reflecting on the legacy of the men who had just passed. But that, of course, won't be mine or it won't be yours. So I want to think a little bit more about this. Because I think what we leave behind or what we do today doesn't have to be all that grand or require that we have great interpersonal skills. We have differing gifts. And this struck me as I was walking around a friend's garden and thinking, her legacy continues to be creating beauty. Then I thought, well, what does living on purpose mean for me? Yes, I know I am very energized by reflecting on the best of ourselves. But as I was thinking about legacy, I was reminded of a poem I memorized in high school. And it's a big deal because I was a really bad student in high school. But there was one poem that I memorized that mostly is still with me. It's an Edgar Lee Masters poem from Spoon River Anthology. And the poem is called George Gray. And if you don't know about this play, George Gray is dead. And this is George Gray reflecting on his tombstone. It starts with, "I have studied many times the marble which was chiseled for me. A boat with a furled sail at rest in a harbor. In truth, it pictures not my destination, but my life." The poem goes on to say all the ways he was afraid to seize the moment, to seize love, to seize the gifts that were offered. I memorized that for a reason, because I didn't want to have the same reflection. Should I be laying in a graveyard looking at my tombstone and seeing a boat with a furled sail? I do want to have the courage to lift the sails and catch the winds of destiny. And for me, part of that means, in my legacy, means I hope that I'll keep growing as a person, that I'm a little less reactive, a little less fearful, and a lot more loving. It reminds me of that Native American parable about which wolf do you feed? Do you feed the wolf of love or the wolf of hate? Well, I hope I learn and continue to learn how to feed the wolf of love. And I hope that I can be of service, but not because I should. You know, the should, like, oh, I really should offer to help, or I better do this because people will think I'm really kind if I do. I don't want to operate in giving from that place. I'd like to operate in giving from this incredible overflow, sense of abundance, and sense of I have a lot to share. The other thing I was reflecting upon is that word legacy can cause a writer's block in me, maybe with you, because it's so big and it feels like it needs to be worthy of the word. So I thought about changing the questions. For me, in what ways do I stay small or stay safe? Or another question, in what ways do my values show up in my actions? And when don't they? In what ways do I come alive, shine a bit more brightly? And how do I support myself in having more of those moments? These questions have helped me speak up a little bit more and listen a little bit better. I mean, truly, would I have the courage to do the podcast if I didn't challenge myself, get out of my comfort zone a little bit? Because, you know I'm going to get judged. I resonate with Brené Brown's prayer, "Please, God, let me have the courage to show up and let myself be seen." So what is it for you? What ways do you stay safe in the harbor versus lifting the sails? One last reflection on legacy is that somehow it feels like it's out there, not today. Not now, but to live my legacy moment by moment, to create it moment by moment, it requires a fair bit of mindfulness and self-compassion. Mindfulness, because most of how we do our days is habitual. We don't even notice what we are doing or not doing. And self-compassion, because when we start to notice and notice how off we are from what we say we want to be, it helps to activate the self-compassion versus the inner critic. Let me close with a quote from James Dean, the actor. "Dream as if you'll live forever, and live as if you'll die today."
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen.